This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Welcome to the Rusty Hook Kayak Fishing Podcast, a member of the Paddle and Fin Podcast Network. We're streaming live via Twitch, YouTube, and Facebook, bringing you the latest in fishing tips, gear reviews with our friend from Payne Outdoors, Chris Payne, as well as some local and regional tournament news. We'll bring you on some special guests to talk kayak fishing. Now, let's join John Rapp, your host. Hey guys, welcome to the Rusty Hook Kayak Fishing Podcast. John Rapp here, November 1st. Wow. That sort of blows. It's November, but we got to get through these fall and winter months and look forward to spring. Next week the time changes, so anyway, it's sort of a, I guess it's a time to reflect and get ready for the following season. What do you say, Brian Schiller? Thank you, buddy, for the new like. My boy, the podfather from Paddle and Fin. Guys, if you get opportunity for me, go like and share the show. Do like Brian did, hit that like button. So it'll pop up there and I can give you some kudos, some love. Tonight I'm going to run solo and just reflect a little bit. Had an opportunity to do a lot of that the last week where I didn't have a show and I sit on a huge, huge Carnival cruise line. We went out of South Carolina, Beth and I, on a Monday and came back Friday night, got off boat Saturday morning, made it home by Saturday about 3 o'clock, and got unpacked and all that. So, hey Brian, thanks buddy, you shared. So that's another thing you can do. You can go in and you can share the stream. So let me get everything right here. So got a chance to reflect, and then when I get back, you know, I get caught up on some of the news, because the whole time that Beth and I were out on the water, we were void of any outside news. We didn't have the internet package, didn't have no cellular, international cellular package or anything like that. So getting back, trying to see what's going on, get caught up. I'll tell you, when you're gone a week, you miss a lot. You'd be surprised. Let's talk about the few things that I brought up on my show notes for tonight was, I can't even find my notes. Let me see. Here we go. Well, I hope I got it in there. Anyway, wanted to talk a little bit about, I did a survey, I guess 2 weeks ago, Well, I can't get into it because I used the polls survey from Facebook, and it's connected with my West Virginia Kayak Anglers account, which, you know, I don't use anymore. I haven't used it for a couple of years. Greg Kupfer now runs the club, so I don't have access to that like I did, or I haven't used it, so it's sort of void. Forgot my passwords, can't get into it. And plus, it's got a limit. It freezes at 40, then you got to pay to view everything else. So I'm going to come out, I'm going to do another survey because I want to get feedback from everybody on what we can do to make the show better, what you like and we can keep, what you don't like and we can throw away. I've upgraded a little bit of stuff here. I've got a new iPad, which acts as my third monitor, and it's a lot faster. It's instead of a Generation 4 iPad, which I was using, I got a Generation 11. So as you can reasonably understand, it works and it moves a lot faster, and I can run videos on it. So I've got better ability to do stuff here. But I want to make the show better. So that's my goal for season 3. Now next week, let me go here and show you this if I can. Get the right screen up. There we go. That's it, baby. Okay, screen three. I'm showing you the graphic that will be used, that we used last year. Next week, the show is going to be dedicated solely to Veterans Day, to veterans. As you can see with the graphic that I made here from Jimmy, I put a post out Monday. Saying, hey, veterans, if you fish, you're a veteran, I want to throw you some love, throw you a salute. And so, you know, send me your graphic from when you were in the military. And also, if you got a graphic fishing, I'll combine it, as you can see I did here with Jimmy, where Jimmy was in the Army. And then I'll make a video with it, and like I did last year, you know, include you guys. It's just a tribute, a salute. You know, I did 8 years active duty, 7 in one stretch, and then I got called to active duty for the war in 03. So, you know, we all sacrificed, and it doesn't hurt to show a little love. And while I'm thinking of it, I mean, you know, part of the show will talk about us reaching out not only to veterans on Veterans Day, but being aware that there's a lot of guys out there that hurt, and, that have a lot of pain, that carry a lot of baggage. So reach out to them weekly, daily, especially if you know your buddies that have been overseas. You know, I have personally know we lost one guy from my unit to PTSD. He committed suicide. It was years after the fact, but, you know, I don't know how to go from there, but you know, just it's the old saying, 22 a day. So support these groups to support your veterans, like Shannon Modisette and Socks and Cookies, the Catch 22, Heroes on the Water, you know, all of the guys out there that are in groups that do what they can to support veterans during and before and after their careers. So, but that's what next week's episode is going to be about. I hope all you veterans out there will definitely hit me up, send me a message, and let me include you in this tribute. Another thing that's was coming up in conversation, you know, me and the guys at work. You know, they're calling for some bad times to be ahead in the future. And, you know, we have seen the past few years a lot of adversity to our economy, to our workplace, and the things like that. And so, you know, with the current administration and the way the job outlook looks and inflation, it looks like money's going to be tight. And I'm curious, if we have a recession, what your opinions are, guys. Hey, Greg. Greg Kupfer, that's my boy there. I'd like to hear what you guys think about that. Will a recession influence our sport? Will it hurt our sport or will it help our sport? In a lot of ways, I think it could help. I see guys who are unemployed because of the upcoming recessions, guys that may be laid off due to lack of work or stuff like that, they could be finding themselves having more time to access the water. We all already have lots of our gear. You have your kayak, you have your fishing equipment, your baits, your lures, and things like that. So the only thing that we're lacking might be finances to travel, to compete in tournaments, to go stay in hotels. But I could see clubs like the club Greg runs, the West Virginia Kayak Anglers, actually seeing a little bit more people getting involved and doing the local trail stuff. So I'd like to hear what you guys think about that. Hit that live chat button. Oh, let's see, Brian. Recession will help grow the local trails with lower entry versus national trails. I agree with that. I totally agree with that. And I think we might see more online fishing where people can not have to travel, but they can pay a $25 entry fee, fish from where they want to fish, and fish all month, and still be competitive and still have that the ability to get with their buddies and do things. So I know the recession or things going on in the near future with the financial outlook, all of us will have to sit down and pull out the checkbooks, the bank accounts, the 401ks, the retirements, and they'll look at them and say, hey, this is what I got. I know I'm looking at it real hard. After January 27th is my target date, maybe March 1st. But it's up in the air. It's up in the air. And the reason it's up in the air is because you never know what's going to happen. I'm fortunate enough to have a retirement income. That's not going to change. It should come in monthly. And so I have a second job. Do I want to give up that extra income in a time when things can get tight? There's pros and cons that I'm weighing, that 401k. If I resign from my job, I can cash in my 401k. I can possibly pay off my house. So that's a boon. That's a plus. There's a lot of things going on. So I'm really, guys, I want to hear from you, like Brian there on the screen. I want to hear what your thoughts are on how you will react to a weak economy, the possibility of staying home. This is something that West Virginia people, we're used to bad economies. We live in them all the time. Coal miner families, actually, in reality, when the national energy prices are high, for us in West Virginia, it means jobs because people need coal. They got to, in this time of year, people got to heat their homes. Power plants got to keep revving up to meet that power demand. That green energy that's being spouted and talked about, it's got its place and it will have its time. Two more bags. I don't have to think about it. It's how bad. I hear you. I had a couple of those just out on the cruise this last week for you, Big Daddy. But most of it was a power punch. That rum punch, man, it was off the hook. And guys, let's talk about that too. We talk about affordability. That's why we kayak fish, right? We can't afford that bass boat. The $100 that goes in the gas tank, well, now under these gas prices, it's $200 that goes in the gas tank. Before you even leave to hit the water, you're spending $200. That don't happen in kayak fishing. But vacationing, if you're looking for a very, very economical, affordable way to vacation, I highly recommend you look at a cruise. Beth and I, this is our third one in the last 7 years, and we did really well with it. What do you say, Anthony? That young man right there is in my salute. Veterans Weekend, Veterans Day. He's a good old jarhead, crayon eater. Salute to you, my friend. Happy Veterans Day next week. Hey, when you're looking to do a vacation, I highly recommend you look at a cruise. We went out to Charleston, South Carolina. That's a 6-hour drive. So I had to put a little over $100 gas each way to get there. I think we paid, Beth got the trip. I think it was $600 for both of us. So we got a great deal. And, you know, there you can get Wi-Fi packages added on. You can get drink packages, soda packages. And it can make the prices go up. We didn't do any of that this time. We thought, well, you know what? We're just going to pay for it as we go along. Because, I mean, when you pay $24 a day for a soda package and you only drink one soda a day, it's ridiculous, right? So, but if you pay $5 for a soda or $4 for a soda for that one soda and it's all you drink, then you're making out. So we learned a little bit from our first two experiences. I didn't get the drink packages because I wanted to do, I'll give you a little history. Last year on the drink package, it was, you got 12 drinks a day if they were below a certain amount. So we got the packages, and Beth was sick the first 2 days. She didn't leave the room. I mean, if big waves, it was a rough trip. She got a little sick. She gets a lot of ear issues, and so she was getting queasy. She didn't leave the room. So I had like 40 sets of stairs that day, going up and down the stairs, because I would go up, I would drink a pirate punch. I go down, check on her. She go on. I go up, I drink another drink. I come down, check on her. That's how I got 40 sets. I don't think I only had to walk 3 sets because we were up toward the 6th or 7th floor. So make sure, another thing, if it's your first time, ask for a low room down on the first or second level and stay in the middle. Stay in the center of the ship. So you don't have good view. You have no views, but you get good sleep because the rooms are dark. And you can go up and down, back up on the decks and walk around to get sunshine. You're only in your room when you're going to bed or taking a shower anyway, so that's not a big deal to have the other stuff. But and plus, you're in the center of the boat, so you don't get that wobble effect or rocking effect as much. And it really helps because if you get sick, it can. And Beth, we were there this year, this trip. Beth didn't get sick as bad. She wasn't incapacitated. She was able to get out and get a lot of sun, enjoy the trip a lot. This time. So if you're looking for something affordable for your family during these trying financial times, look at a cruise because you'll get your money's worth. Food is free. You can eat all you want. And let me tell you, I saw so many people it was embarrassing how big they were and how often they stayed in the chow line. Obviously, I know why they were there. That food, they could eat as much as they wanted. But, you know, and that's wrong of me for saying that. But, I mean, good grief, people. Have some pride. So, 2023. You folks that are watching, goals. We're approaching goal time. I'd like to hear what you guys think about your goals. I'm not getting any live chat other from Brian. I see Anthony, Heath, and Dean. Thanks for watching, fellas. Hope you guys are doing well. Man, November. Wow, I can't believe, where did our year go? I wrote notes when I was out on the boat trying to do my year up, trying to think about where I could do better. And I'm always doing after-action reviews, always assessing my performances, my critiquing things, trying to spin things in my head and see how I could do things better. You know, there's so many ways you can look at things. You can look at it straight on, or you can move over here and look at it in different degrees and see if things look the same, or if they are the same. Because, you know, when you look at it at different angles, it changes. It can. And that's how I want to look at my life, my relationship with Beth, and kayak fishing. I definitely want to get better. I ain't got a whole lot of time left out here, boys. This month I'll be 57. I figure if I'm God's willing and God's good to me, I got 10 more years of going out there and kicking the dust with you fellas, and catching some fish and riding in that kayak. And if I'm lucky, maybe longer. But we all know once you get a little older, it gets a little bit more difficult to get down and in and out of those plastic boats. You got to carry them around. You got to haul them around, lift them. So, but, you know, me being with the Feel Free Fishing Team, and they got that new airship coming out, maybe I'll be able to just put it together in pieces and use that the tubes to blow them up and deflate them and make it a lot easier on the old back. So love to hear from you guys. This is supposed to be an inactive show. We'll take a quick break. We've been on 21 minutes, and hopefully when I come back, you guys will join in with me and we'll do a little chat.
Yak Gadget, proudly supplying you with American-made products and gear. Check out yakgadget.com. Ace Resort, West Virginia's number one destination for whitewater, hiking, zip lining, and more. Check out aceraft.com. Brooks Supply Company, Georgia's number one go-to kayak fishing supply store. Gear, accessories, and custom rigging. Look them up, WestbrookSupplyCo.com. Kane Outdoors, the custom plastic maker, design consultant, product reviewer, and outdoor writer. Check out more at PaneOutdoors.com. Feel Free Kayaks. Paddle, pedal, or power, there's something for everyone. Check out FeelFreeUS.com.
All right, guys, we're back. So, hey, make sure you get a chance. Leave a comment. Hit that like button so I can see that you're here. Share if you want. Would love it. And make sure you subscribe so you know that when I pop up on here every Tuesday evening, if you're driving or moving, you see it, you can hit that button and follow along while we're making our way home. After this show, I'll make sure I get all this uploaded to Anchor FM so your commuters will have the ability to listen to it while you're driving on your favorite podcast platform. Anyway, a lot of stuff going on, and so I missed a few things while I was gone in the fishing world, and I see Bassmasters had a little scenario situation going on with Drew Gregory, where while I was gone, they had revoked his win due to a challenge, due to a rule infraction. And while I was gone, apparently, he filed an appeal, and the appeal was won, so they reinstated his victory. And it begs to the question about rules. Last year, Hobie had a questionable thing that led to what they call Flexgate then, or a lot of places led to call the Ron Champion board flexing on his Hobie. And so that went, you know, he didn't break any rules. So, but to avoid that, they went to catchboard metal boards only, which, you know, I think most trails were going to do that anyway. The Hog Trough Great tool. It was. It served its purpose for all the years that it was around. But innovation has finally caught up with our sport. And the people at Catch have a fantastic product, and it deserves to be the recognized scoreboard for our industry, for kayak fishing. My point was, I think our big trails out there, to avoid these conspiracies, need to do a little better job with defining rules. Now I have not watched the show that Jimmy Skinner just put out with his interview with Drew Gregory on the appeal and the reinstatement, his angle of the year with bass. And, you know, we all know Drew Gregory does not have to cheat. That man is a straight up hell of a fisherman. I fished against and with Drew back during the River Bassin days back in 13, 14, 15 when he was running around. He came to West Virginia and ran a trail. That actually was one of my first kayak fishing events, was a River Bassin event that he put on here back in March or April of 2014. Then he came in and fished with us in 2015, I think. The dude can straight up hammer fish. He didn't have a television show. He didn't do all the stuff that he does because he can't fish. He's knowledgeable. He's experienced. He can read water. He can read lakes. He can pattern fish. And the man doesn't have to cheat. But I don't know how I feel about what happened with the bass event. And being a retired police officer, I won't make judgment until I've read and heard all the facts. But I don't like what's going on. And I think as a former tournament director for over 6-7 years, I ran the West Virginia Kayak Anglers. I was a tournament director with Mountain State. I feel like that as a tournament director and as judges, we need to make definitions that are black and white, and there's no gray area. Gray area provides the ability for people to manipulate to their benefit. We need to make sure everything's black and white, so there's everything's even playing field. So I challenge Bass Nation to do a better job of not only of writing your rules, but enforcing your rules. And, you know, I mean, if there was a rule infraction and it's black and white, you shouldn't win no appeal. I could appeal a rule violation and you shouldn't win it because it's black and white. I don't know how more clear we can make it. I'd like to hear what you guys think about that, and what can we do to make kayak fishing better rule-wise. I mean, granted, we have came a long way. In 2014, most entities out there were still scoring by paper and pen. A few were using an online database, and then we were lucky enough that Dwayne Wally, KBF, created a partnership, and Dwayne launched Tourney X in 2014, maybe 15. I'm gonna say 14. The end of 14, anyway. Into 15. And now there's that Fishing Chaos program, which is. I've been reading some stuff on that. I haven't really fished KBF events the past year, so I haven't been active on Fishing Chaos, but seems like it, you have to update that program every time there's an iOS update, or it can screw with your settings. If you guys have information on that, I'd love to hear it. But I prefer Tourney X because it just seems like it's not as buggy. But you know, like I said, I haven't been on Fishing Chaos since last year. Didn't do any KBF events this year. Actually, I did sign up for the Catch 22, and I caught a lot of fish. Just never uploaded any of them because my intent was to provide money for that because it's a charity event for veterans. And Chad Hoover, outstanding and awesome for doing that for veterans. I salute you for that. We need to do more for our veterans. I'm coming up here next week. Will be the third year I lost my dad. And my dad was an Air Force veteran. He loved veterans. He loved Veterans Day. I'm hoping that these guys here in Nicholas County will have a Veterans Day parade this year, because that was his legacy. That's what he organized and ran for the VFW here for the last 15 years. We'll see. I hope that those guys do that. And if they don't, I can't say nothing. I'm a veteran, and I need to get more involved with these guys here. If you are a veteran, I highly encourage you to go join the VFWs in your area. If I know my VFW here, a lot of the guys are Vietnam veterans, or Korean War. I mean, you're talking late 60s, even older, mid 70s, that run that organization. So if you're not careful, in 3 to 5 years, that whole organization could be gone. So take a look at that if you have time. I know where I've been busy with the kayak fishing world, heck, I haven't even been up to my hunting cabin yet. Beth and I, we feel bad about that. I mean, this sport is so addictive. Kayak fishing is addictive. And am I wrong? You tell me I'm wrong, but I don't think I'm wrong. Ever since I have fallen in love with this sport, I haven't picked up my bow because I'm always planning a trip to go somewhere. And hey, Brian Schiller, congratulations on that 6-point buck. I'm looking forward to a few burgers from your big daddy. This sport is really just it's overtaken me the last 7 years, and I'm doing this weekly. Right after I get off this show, I will be jumping on the Feel Free Fishing Team page at 8 p.m. Come join us, and we're gonna host a show there with all the guys from around the nation, and we'll just talk about Feel Free products. I've hit a few of my points. The point one was that I wanted to challenge all the big national trails. Do better. Let's not have drama and controversy. When you name a winner, he's a winner. He's met all the rules. He's done everything right. Guys, kayak anglers, stop whining. Stop being drama queens. I mean, if you lose, you lose. Be a man, accept it. Don't go looking at people's fish to try to find small things wrong with it so you can challenge them. What's it going to hurt? I mean, there's judges there. They're going to look at it. They're going to review it. And you know what? That's one of the things I loved about when I was with West Virginia Kayak Anglers. We ran our tournaments on Tourney X on our online stuff, but when we did stuff here local, we had a pen and paper tournament trail. And we had a 3 judging system. So the first judge would be a peer judge. And he would look at your fish, I would look at his fish. We would score them. Both of us are looking at them. We can agree or we can disagree. We can look at it. We score them. We both sign the form, turn it in. And then once that was turned in, if you were in the top whatever, 10, 15, if you were up in the money or near the money, there was a second judge that looked at your pictures. So then if you were in the top 10 and you were in the money, the tournament director and a lead judge would score, make the final review, tournament, and then it was submitted and done. So it was effective. It worked. And we did it like that for 3 years. And you don't have guys spend money on Tourney X, and that money goes back in your prize. Granted, it's $5. But $5 when you have 70 guys, that's $350 that gets to go out, spread out by 10 people or 8 people or however many, depending on how you pay out. And you know, I was looking at my bank statement. I haven't fished, and this is my fault. Fishing Kiosk charged me another $3.99 because I haven't went in and turned off it where they charge me monthly. What a racket. I mean, so, I'm getting fired up here thinking about cheating and drama. We don't need it. We're men. We're adults. Gray areas, don't stay out of them. If it's black and white, and know the spirit of the intent. If you don't know what, if there's a log jam blocking the lake or a beaver dam, and you're looking at it, and it's blocking that water, but all that water's in play, but there's a rule that says that you cannot portage, that you cannot drag around obstruction, then it's out of play. I mean, don't try. Unless you're there pre-fishing. Now, I did see this. Somebody did this at the KBF National Championship back in 2015 at the Kentucky Lake. Somebody went in with a chainsaw, and they cut them a path through a beaver dam. So, but, I mean, the water was the same level. It was just blocked. He went in and cut it with a chainsaw so he could get in and get out. Now, my question to you, is that legal? Is that by the rule, letter of the intent rule? Are you impeded? Or did you clear yourself a path? It's still, we need to do better. And I challenge all of the large trails, and you know what, our local trails. Make it clear. Let's train our anglers that go from, because everybody steps up. It's just like all sports. You play peewee, you go to little league, you go to minor league, little league, senior league, up to high school baseball, and then college baseball. Well, kayak fishing is no different. Everybody starts off somewhere. Most of the time, guys will start off on an online tournament so they can figure out what they're doing wrong. So online rules, be clear. Okay, and then when you go to a local club, local tournament directors, local judges, make the rules solid, make them clear, make them where people cannot deviate. They cannot find gray areas, look for ways to get around that. And let's stop trying to do that, guys. Follow the spirit of the rule. Follow the rule. If it's an obstruction, don't find a way around. Don't look, try to find a way around it to go up to your honey hole that you know that's 35 miles up a creek. Fish where you're at. Go to plan B. And if, you know, so many people nowadays on these large trails, I mean, it ain't uncommon to hear people taking off a week to 10 days. Don't tell me you don't have a plan B. And if you know that water's off limits and you know there's an obstruction, don't fish it anyway. Maybe call that tournament director, show him some photographs of the obstruction, show him where it's at on GPS, get a clarification so there's not a controversy after the fact. Anyway, that's my take on it. I hate drama. I don't want to see us bicker. I want us to see us, as Brian Schiller points out there, he's just going to have two more. Let's have two more. Let's go after the fact, shake a man's hand, tell him great job, pat him on the back, buy him a drink, and talk about her day without going back to the room, pulling up and scrutinize fish. If you're that competitive, you got a problem. I love to win, and I love to be, I'm competitive too. But I think most of us guys here in West Virginia, there's also a level of respect, and we all have integrity. And I really feel nationwide we all do in this group. I've been around, I know so many people from so many states that I've fished with over the years, and I love this sport, and I love the people in it. But maybe we need to start weeding out a few of the bad eggs. I don't know. Or at least make sure that we have people in the positions that have the backbone to enforce rules. What do you think? Anyway. Veterans, I have a great show lined up next week. Been working on it. Since I hadn't planned on doing much for this week and just rambling on thoughts and getting caught up. But I have been working with some graphics like I did here with Jimmy. There we go. Like with the Jimmy Burgess graphic here. You know, I want to salute you guys. I've got the video already set up. I've got some other stuff. And if you'd like to be part of the show, I'd like to tell some stories about what you've done, where you've been, something funny, something scary. Let's hear it. And you know, it's when I was on the cruise, I went to, it's one of the things, they had a lot of activities on cruises. And one of them was a veterans outreach. So I went to the auditorium, and there were probably about, I'd say 200, 250 people that were in the military there from all the branches. Hey, Michael, thanks for liking Big Daddy. And, you know, one of the guys really struck my chord. He really, really struck my chord. And he was talking about, he was a retired first sergeant from the Army. And he was talking about his dad, who had been in World War II. And apparently, his dad was one hell of a man. But he never talked about, and you know, a lot of the veterans, I mean, even nobody asks me about what I've done, and I have a few things that I could share with people, but you know, most of it was just your average everyday details and patrols and things like that. But you know, there were some activities that we got involved in that were tight, and but you know, his dad apparently joined the military at the age of 17, made E9 in 11 years. And during the World War II, it was several battles. I believe he said he was involved in Midway, so he might have been in the Navy. I think he was in the Navy. But he made E9 in 11 years, and then apparently the captain or admiral that was in charge of his ship or fleet or whatever came to him specifically on the spot, on the boat, wherever they were at, and promoted him, commissioned him on the spot. And then that his father continued on, finished out his service, and retired. And apparently had several awards for the stuff that he did. But they didn't know about it till he died, or right before he died. So, you know, when they didn't know what to write in his obituary, and that's what all this sort of started coming up. So he's like, you know, talk to your people, talk to your family members, talk to the military guys that have been your family, and learn about what they did. Try to find out about their awards, or where they've been, what they did while they were overseas. Some guys are still suffering from PTSD, but you never know. Some guys, maybe after 20, 25, 30, 40 years, even longer, may have the ability to talk about some of the things they experienced and share it with you. So you can share their accomplishments and their the things that they had to go through. I can remember my dad's story. He was in the Air Force during Vietnam, and you know, again, this is probably something I should share for next week. And you know what? I will save it for next week. But I look forward to you guys reaching out to me and talking to me about what you've done for next week's show. Would love to hear your opinions if you want to send them to me, or your thoughts on what we can do to grow the sport, make the sport better, solidify our rules, and try to make them. I would love to see Bass Nation, Hobie, KBF, and all them interweave their rules a little bit so that, you know, that it's not so difficult for people to change when they go from one format to another. But you know, that's part of the game too. You got to read the rules. You got to know what you're doing when you go fish the events. So if you are that angler, angler responsibility is so huge. Be responsible. Anyway, I appreciate you guys hanging out with me. Brian Schiller, thanks, Big Daddy, for jumping on, making a few comments. Let's see, I had Dean, Jonathan Abshire, Kenny Husk, Michael, Jason West, all you guys, Heath, Anthony. Appreciate you all stopping by the show. And if you're not doing anything, come check me and Jason and the rest of the guys out later here in about 45 minutes on the Feel Free Fishing King page as we get into talking Feel Free Kayaks. I'm going to shut the screen off here or start to work my way off, logging off here. But I hope you guys enjoyed the show. I hope I didn't offend anybody. And disclaimer, this is all my opinion only. And I'm not affiliated, these opinions are not affiliated with Brian, Paddle and Finn, or anything like that. I just wanted to voice out, you know, let's quit looking for the edge, you know, in the wrong way. Let's fish responsibly. Let's be responsible. Let's do it with integrity. Let's not be challenged. No one ever challenged your integrity. The integrity is everything you have. And Michael, nothing but love for you. Thanks for stopping in. Everybody have a great day, and I'll catch you next Tuesday, same time, same place.